Great. Well, we've got some of the children in this morning. So, kids, it's great to have you with us. And children, what you need to know is that Sunday mornings when you go out, we generally look at a small bit of the Bible, a short passage from the Bible. And this morning we're going to be looking at a passage all about treasure. So I've got a short little bit from the Bible to read, and then I'm going to get various ones of us involved as we go through. Does that sound okay? I know a number of you have been trying to peek in my special box at the moment, but your time will come, all right? So let's read this little passage together. And Jesus is telling two parables, two short stories, all on the subject of treasure. Why don't we read it together, and then we'll dive in. It says this: "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." So that's the first little story. So this man, he's found treasure in a field. In those days, they wouldn't have had banks to go and deposit the money in, so people would bury treasure. And it was quite common for other people to come along and discover that treasure. The second parable is this. He says this: "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." So there's this businessman who deals in pearls, which would have been very precious as they, in those days as they are today. They didn't have diving suits to go and dive for them. So men would tie rope around their waist and tie the other end to a big heavy rock, throw the rock into the sea and get dragged down to the pearl beds below. A very dangerous thing, and as a result, the pearls were extremely valuable. So it's all about treasure here this morning. But as it's a big and important subject, I'm going to need a little bit of assistance here this morning. And the thing is this, because it's a difficult, you know, a challenging kind of subject in places, I need the smartest people in the room in order to assist me. And so what I thought I would do is this. I thought we'd have a little quiz to figure out who the smartest people in the room are, and then I'd get them to help me. So I thought we'd have two teams. That seems to make sense. I thought we'd have a kids team, and I thought we'd have an adults team and figure out who's the smartest and therefore who gets to help. The plus side with this, as with all good quizzes, there is a prize at the end. And for those people that do well and well-behaved during the course of the morning, at the very end, if you're on the winning team, there are going to be sweets available out in the welcome area. I don't know if that would be of interest to anybody, but just in case any children might be interested in that, can I have the children's team down here? So if you're a kid and interested in that, come and have a squat on a carpet, take a bit of carpet here, squat on the carpet. That'll be brilliant. And we've got a quiz. Okay, it looks like we have rather a large children's team. Okay, we've got all the children that are interested? Brilliant, all right. Okay, here's the deal. We have a quiz all about treasure, and the questions are going to come up on the screen, and then followed by that, after a moment's pause, after we've got the answer from you, the answers are going to come up on the screen, okay? And so we're going to have, let's say, Team A and Team B. I tell you what, why don't we call you guys Team A, and adults, you're going to have to shout out answers. You're going to be Team B. Now, you're up against it here, kids, because combined amongst this lot here, there's like a gazillion years of education and learning, all right? And you guys are only young, and there's more of them than there are of you. But I have faith in you. And what's going to happen is the computer's going to randomly generate some questions, and then you're going to get the opportunity to answer those questions. So trust me, I'm a pastor. And we'll see how we do. Is that all right? So, kids, are you ready for the first question? First question goes to Team A, which is you guys. Let's put the first question up here. Okay, let's read the question together. Question number one. The pirate Blackbeard stole a lot of treasure. What color was Blackbeard's beard? That's question number one. I just wonder, anybody want to shout out?
Black!
I'm hearing black. Okay, there's a moment of suspense here, but let's turn and see what the actual answer is. The answer was indeed black. Well done, children. That was brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, kids, let's see how the adults do, shall we, okay? So, adults, this is a question for you, okay? Team B, this is your question number one. Name Blackbeard's treasure ship. So, was it A, the Revenge, B, the Reprisal, or C, the Reliant? Let's shout it out. What do you think?
B.
All those for A? Oh, not many. All those for B?
None of them.
All those for C? None of them. Okay, C it is. Let's see how we do. The answer was, the revenge. Oh, man alive. They're 1-0 down already. Come on. Are you ready for question number two, kids? Yeah? You ready? Let's see what it is. Question number two is this. Okay. Fabergé, which is a jeweler's, makes some of the most expensive treasures in the world. What shape is their famous Fabergé egg? Is it A, pyramid-shaped, B, cube-shaped, or C, sort of egg-shaped? What do we think? C? I'm hearing C. I'm hearing C. Let's see what the answer is. Sort of egg-shaped. That's quite amazing. Okay, brilliant. All right. Adults, you're up against it. You're two love down, okay? Let's see if you can claw it back. Let's see what the adults' question is next. Team B. Team B, question two. I don't know why you're complaining. The computer's generating them. They had a question about Fabergé eggs. You've got a question about Fabergé eggs. Honestly. Okay, Fabergé eggs were made for the Russian royal family. What is the Russian for Fabergé egg? Am I going to need to read these out? Am I going to need to... Oh, man. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. Rubanuk oko glubum. Rupyub glubum hurdy-gurdy. And then C, rinwa, six epi kiki. Okay. Apologies to any Russians in the congregation. What do we hit? All those for A? Not many. B? C? Oh, the answer is?
Yeah.
Oh! Man alive. They got it right. Das vidanya to you all. Well done. Okay. Kids, they're catching you up, all right? We've got a final question here. Let's see how you manage, all right? Let's see what question the computer will randomly generate. Let's see what comes up. Okay. Teammate, question number three. South Africa produces special treasure coins. What are their gold Krugerrands made out of? Is it A, chocolate, B, gold, or C, plastic? What am I here? You thinking gold, Timony? Timony's saying gold. Let's see what it is, B, and the answer is B, gold. Well done, kids. Fantastic. Let's see how the adults get on with this one, shall we? Okay, adults, this is just for honour now. This is just for glory. Let's go to the adults' question now. Okay, Team B. It's a Krugerrand question. How much do Krugerrands weigh? Is it A, 17.6 grams, B, 28.7, or C, 42.11? What do people think? Okay, A, B, or C? What am I hearing?
C.
I'm hearing A. C. Okay, let's see what the answer is. The answer was, in fact, D. Oh! Never mind. Who'd have guessed? The answer was, in fact, 33.9 grams. And of course, kids, that means you're our winners in the quiz. That's right. Okay, fantastic. Some of you are never going to trust me again after that, are you? Never mind. Okay. Well, now that we've got our winners and now that you're going to help me, let's dive in together and see what we can learn from this little bit of scripture. Is that all right? So I've got sort of three things that I want us to realize from this passage this morning. The first thing is this. We see these men have treasure that they want to trade for a better treasure. Okay, so the first thing I want to realize is that everybody treasures something. These men in this story had things that they treasure. And you and I have things that we treasure too. This is where the box comes in. I have got here this morning a treasure chest of things from the Johnson household. And I wondered if any of you children would like to give me a hand unpacking these things from the treasure chest. Is that all right? Okay. Ben, I saw your hand first. So Ben, come up here and just pick out one of the things from the Johnson treasure chest and show to other people, okay? Hold it up high. I had a feeling you might pick that. Do you want to hold that up high? What's this, Ben? This is a Nerf gun. The thing is, Nerf guns, if they're broken, aren't worth very much. However, if they do work, then they are worth something, aren't they? So I think we need to see whether or not this is broken or whether it works. Would you agree with that? Nathan, this is your Nerf gun. Why don't you come and show us whether or not this actually works? You might want to remove spectacles at this moment, or those of you who have heart conditions might want to duck. So, Nathan, the PA guys are like in a fort at the back there. Do you reckon you could reach the PA guys with your Nerf gun from here? Give it a good try. Up high, up high. You don't want to do it? There are others that would do it. Oh, not bad. Was that, well, we've qualified that works. We'll fire the rest of those at the end. Thank you very much. Okay, brilliant. So that's the first thing that we might treasure in the Johnson household. Who's next? Kofi, do you want to come up here? What? Pick out another treasure from the box. Just grab one, quick as you can. Brilliant. Okay, well, this is my daughter's, okay? And this is the Hollister t-shirt, okay? And I understand that Hollister and Superdry brands are very in this season. Is that right? Yes? Have I got that right? Yeah? So this is a treasure in the Johnson household. So much so that my daughter was concerned about having it in this grotty old box. So we put it down there, all right? So that's something that we might treasure. We might treasure fashion or clothes of some kind, okay? Right, who's next? Who'd like to pick out one? Let's go down there. Sam, do you want to come up here? Pick out one of these. Quick as you can. Any one of those and hold it up high. You pick out one. Oh, I wondered if this would might come out as well. Okay. So, oh, I know. So this is the Nintendo Wii. It's actually an empty box. My children wouldn't ever allow the Wii to leave the house. So this is a very precious thing. So some of us, we might treasure our video games or recreation, that kind of thing. Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that, Sam. Okay, who's next? I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but in the beige t-shirt. You want to come up here? You pick out. Okay, you could go the long route. That's fine. Do you want to come around quick as you can? Pick out one of these. Anything in the box there. Not that bit, because that just goes with the gun. Pick out anything else. There we go. Oh, good choice. Okay, hold it up high. What do you think this is? What do you think it is?
Money box.
It's a money box. Okay, so for some of us, we might treasure our money box. This is actually Noah's. When I came to use it as an illustration this morning, it was empty. So I put 3p in it. So your quid's in, Noah, there. So some of us, our treasure might be our money or our savings. That might be something that we really value. Okay, great. Okay, who's next? Come up here then, Caitlin. As you spoke so well earlier on today, pick out something from the box. We've only got a couple more things left. Quick as you can, grab anything. Okay, brilliant. We're going to have to hold this up high. Okay, you'll hold this up high. Brilliant. Thanks, Caitlin. This is actually covered in grot. But aside from that, this is a holiday brochure. So for some of us, particularly at this time of year, we might be treasuring our time off or particularly looking for a holiday. Maybe that's the thing that we're thinking about or concentrating on. Downtime. Okay, we've got just two more things. Okay, Ethan, do you want to come up the front here? Grab something from here, Ethan. What have we got? Okay, brilliant. Okay, we've got a little iPod here. I think it's mainly got Justin Bieber on it, but never mind. So it might be music or entertainment might be the very thing that we treasure. Okay, we've got one last thing. Okay, let's go down here. Sorry, I don't know your name. Do you want to come and pick out the last thing from the box? The last thing is this. The last thing is a set of car keys. Now, with the best one in the world, nobody would say that my car keys represented treasure to my car anyway. So these are actually Mel Fletcher's car keys that I borrowed at the beginning of the meeting. And, of course, some of us might treasure luxury cars. Okay, great. Well, we were done with that, so brilliant. Okay, excellent. So we've got here down some of the things that we might treasure. And these are all precious things, aren't they? Would you agree? These are precious things. Varying degrees of certainty on that. But they're precious things. And there's nothing wrong with having those precious things. There's nothing wrong with having treasures. But the point of the story is this, is that the men then discover a better treasure. The point is that there's better treasure to be had. Now, one man, he's looking for the treasure. He's the pearl merchant, the businessman looking to try and find pearls. The other man just stumbles across it. And if we did a straw poll around this room, there would be some of us who would say, we went out searching for this deep treasure that we found, and others of us just happened to stumble across it. Maybe even this morning, you've just stumbled your way into church, and there's a better treasure available for you this morning. But what happens is these men stumble across this better treasure and then they sell everything to get hold of it. There's a sacrifice involved. It costs them a lot to have this better treasure. But the point is it's worth it because they're full of joy when they discover it. And the Bible acts like a treasure map in order to discover this better treasure. Paul even goes so far as to say that when you discover this really brilliant treasure, it puts everything else into the shade. It makes everything else seem as if it's rubbish. Let me just try and explain a little bit. He says this in Philippians 3. I brought with me some rubbish from the Johnson household. So we've got an old box of sugar puffs. We've got last week's yogurt. Not good, not good. And we've got a little bit of last night's fish pie. Actually, quite a lot of last night's fish pie, okay? So we have got all the treasure from the Johnson household. The thing is this, Paul says when he found this better treasure, it felt like all this other treasure was just rubbish. This other treasure is so good, is so amazing, that it makes this stuff look just like this stuff. It makes it look like old junk in comparison. The point is this. He's willing to give up everything to discover this better treasure. So let's discover what this better treasure is. The message of the parable is this. The best treasure is knowing God. He says in that bit from Philippians that it's a surpassing greatness or a surpassing worth. It's something that is supremely valuable. It's having a relationship with God that is ultimately the best possession in the world. Why is that? Well, there are all kinds of reasons why having a relationship with God is the best treasure. But I thought I would just give us one reason this morning, one example of why it is the best treasure. And I'm going to need a little bit of help with this as we finish with this example. So I've got my friend Noah Newsom to come and give me a hand. So where's Noah? Noah, brilliant. Let's welcome up Noah, shall we? Noah, brilliant. Noah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand. Let's create a bit of space here. Let's move the treasure chest. Okay. Let's get you to stand there, shall we? All right. Okay. So, what I want you to imagine is this. The edge of the stage here, well, this represents where Noah's at now and where he will be in the future. So on the stage is right now, but if you step off the stage, that's the future. Okay? So let me ask you, so kids, what do you reckon? If Noah were just to step off the stage now into the future, do you think he would be all right? Would that be okay? Think it'd be okay? He's quite an agile young man. I'm sure he'd be fine with the drop. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Yeah? Most of you think, all right. Okay, we're all right with that. What about if we change the scenario a little bit? What about instead of just being on the edge of the stage, what about this? What about if we then stood Noah on a chair on the edge of the stage? What do you think now? Kids, what do you reckon? It'd be fine? You think it'd be all right? I know his dad a bit, and I imagine his dad has trained him how to do a commando roll should he hit the ground. I imagine Pete has done that. You probably did that age two. So we reckon Noah would be all right. What about, though, if we change the scenario a little bit more? So Emma, my lovely assistant, come and give me a hand at this point. Let's hear it from my lovely assistant, my beautiful assistant. There you go. In a new dress. So we're going to change the scenario just a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to blindfold Noah. Okay? So we've changed the scenario quite a bit. What do you reckon now? How do you think Noah is feeling about the idea of stepping off into his future now? Bit scared. He's feeling fear. He's feeling scared. I would imagine so. But if you think about it for a minute, this isn't a million miles off of how you and I are. In a sense, when it comes to facing the future, we're all blindfolded. None of us know what's going to happen. There is no certainty around. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. No, none of us actually know what tomorrow holds. So when we look at it like this, well, let's look at our treasure for a moment. This stuff that we've talked about being really valuable. With Noah in this situation, do you reckon the Nerf gun's going to be any help to him? Yeah. Right? I don't think it is. I think, if anything, he's going to stab himself with a Nerf gun when he steps off of here. The holiday brochure. I don't think that's much use. Nintendo Wii, that's pretty useless. You see, many of the things that we rely on, many of the things that we consider to be treasure, actually don't end up helping us in the end. They don't actually give us the security that we want. When you look at our treasure box, there's nothing here that can rely on to help Noah as he faces the future. There's no real treasure there. What about this? What about if we change the scenario one last time? Guys, who's this? That's Noah's dad. All of a sudden, we've switched the situation, haven't we? Noah stepping off of here goes from total uncertainty to, I would suggest, total safety. Because his father is suddenly involved. Do you see how knowing the father and God as your father suddenly switches a situation? Not a single one of us in this room knows what tomorrow holds, but I do know that the father, our heavenly father, is there. Do you think that Pete would let Noah drop? Not for a moment. Not in a million years. I know this man. I know the goodness of his heart. There's no way he would ever let his son fall and hurt himself. And if Pete is a good father, well, then our heavenly father is a perfect father. So I don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. And if you've got stocks and shares, you have no idea what tomorrow holds if you've been watching the news. The world that we live in is surrounded by uncertainty. And it's getting more and more uncertain. All the more reason then why we need a good and a perfect heavenly father. The Bible describes what this perfect father is like, and I've got just a few little scriptures on the screen. The Bible says that this perfect father who's got hold of tomorrow is merciful and gracious. It says that he's compassionate and kind. The Bible says that this God that we worship cares for us, as Wendy brought during the worship, so much so that he even gave his own son for us. The Bible says that he knows the plans that he's got for us. He has seen the future and he can catch you. I wonder, as you sit here this morning, what things would you be anxious about when you think of tomorrow and the week ahead? Some of us have got family situations that cause us deep anxiety. Some of us have job uncertainties. Some of us kids here this morning are going to start a new school in September. Or maybe most of us will be starting a new class and we don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you one thing, though. We do know the Father that has got the future. And this is what the Father will do for us. We've got a Father who will catch us. And that's the message that I want you to hear from this morning. We found a deep treasure that's far more valuable than any Nintendo Wii or holiday brochure.